I'd rather be known for my brats anyway, Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Center as the Wisconsin Badgers get set to take on the Northwestern Wildcats, trying to get a split in the regular season series. Northwestern has not beaten Wisconsin twice in the same season since 1996, and the Badgers trying to gain a split here tonight. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Coming up between now and tip time, we'll get you an injury update. We'll tell you right now, as a matter of fact, Isaac Lindsay not available today, out with a lower body issue. We'll take a look around the Big Ten, and of course, we will hear from Badgers head coach Greg Gard. That conversation presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Badgers and Northwestern today at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Greg, it's the nature of what you guys do in the coaching business to look at what didn't go right. You know, and you, Thursday, the final 7+ minutes, whatever. But did you give yourself a couple hours to enjoy it? The old line, it's really flipping hard to win in this league right now. Did you give yourself a little chance to enjoy the fact that you got on the road and got yourself a road win?
Yeah, as long as, you know, yourself will allow it, which isn't very long. We're really bad as coaches. You know, we lament over losses way longer than we enjoy wins. But, no, you're right. We did a lot of good things for 32, 33 minutes. And, you know, really down the stretch, shot selection, you know, getting some better shots, knocking down free throws. couple uncharacteristic turnovers that, you know, they will learn from and get another chance to see against a good team how we are today.
You were mentioning before that game you were trying to get a little bit more pace with this team. But I hear coaches say that, it could mean a couple things, more possessions for sure. But the ball's popping a little bit more in the half court, too. There's more pace to a half court offense.
Yeah, and I think you're trying to, you know, run the floor with a purpose and run it and be aggressive in transition, but be intelligent. You know, we're not going to give away possessions and throw the ball around. But if we can get an easy basket or two, which we did early in that game, I think in transition that, you know, this league guards pretty well. We all know each other pretty well. So if you can find a way to get an easy one or two, you obviously have to take advantage of it. And then the other end of that, you're trying not to give up the easy ones. So I thought we were good. I thought we got a little more stagnant in the second half. We got to be able to sustain that. It's hard to do. Easy to say, hard to do. But I like the pace that we played with and the decisions we made early.
You've said often it's easier to have a player dial it back than it is to get it cranked up. Tyler Wall's never had an issue where you've had to say, hey, let's get it going. Is there a time where you say, hey, take a deep breath, you're a really good player, give yourself a chance to be really good?
Yeah, I think the energy and emotion he plays with makes him a really good player, but it also cuts both ways, that at times when things don't go well, to learn how to better channel that and the emotions and the energy. So that's something he's number one, he's very self-aware. He knows that, hey, I can't, you know, let that affect me personally and individually and have it negatively affect the team. So something he's continued to work at. And I think part of that is the free throw line, too, that he's just relaxed when he gets there and slow things down. So, like I said, the main thing is, the most important thing is he realizes it. So he's going to work on trying to get better.
As he continues to get, you know, feel better every day with that, with the foot, the value of a Max Klusman, we've gone through this before, but it's been obvious these last couple of games what this guy brings to the party.
Yeah, definitely changes us, there's no doubt, in a good way, specifically on the defensive end and the experience and voice, just the times he's been back, you know, for practice in the last week, that you can tell it's, you know, a veteran guy that understands what it takes to win and is willing to do all those little things. I mean, that charge he got late in the game was huge, and it's those type of plays that don't always show up in a stat sheet but really directly impact your success.
All right, we'll take a break. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show is coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball, not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state, here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got your school covered. On Big Ten Radio, there's complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along online or on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now, as a college student, you can stream your first 3 months of SiriusXM for $1. Fees and taxes apply. See offer details and subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, 13 days ago, right? You played him the first time, so things don't change dramatically. But always a tweak, both sides, probably from game one to game two?
Yeah, I think we're, you know, you're this deep in the season, you are who you are, and you've got to be able to play some possessions better. And I thought there were some things we did well there, and there were some things, obviously, we didn't do well enough. It starts with them, with their two guards, you know, Bowie and Audige, that really are, you know, obviously seniors, been around the block in this league, understand what it's about, and they've really, as those two guys have gone, Northwestern has gone, and they've had, you know, some really good wins home and on the road. So that'll be a primary focus, but obviously you got other guys you got to take care of too, with Robbie Barron and Nicholson inside, and Ty Berry has shot the ball really well when he gets going. So they've had some complimentary, you know, additions and help from to Audige and Bowie, but really when you got guards that good and that experience, that this game is about guard play. It's not really sugarcoated any other way. When you have good guards, you have a really good chance.
And at both ends of the floor, right? Is defense still their calling card as you look at
it? It has been, yeah. I mean, I think they've, you know, Audige is still, you know, he's looking to take advantage of mistakes. When you let the ball out there, he's going to try to find a way to get it, and he's good on the ball. He takes the right risk at the right time, the right chances, and they pay off. So we're going to make sure we just understand, you know, keep our fundamentals in mind in terms of passing angles and ball fakes and those type of things. And, you know, if we are able to put him in position where we can counter that, some of that aggressiveness, then we need to do that.
I think as we record this, there are 10 teams in the league separated by two games in the loss column. I mean, so I guess, we get into semantics about must win or whatever. It's really big for both, right? The way, because the mood swing and the positioning of where you are in the conference, that can swing really
quick. I mean, it changes. You know, momentum is a big thing, and I thought we did a good job at getting some of that momentum back at Ohio State and playing more consistent. And now the challenge is, you got to keep going. You know, what happened Thursday nights in the past, and we've got to, you know, be as good or better here today.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Our pregame chat and our pregame show presented by Fetch Rewards. Coming up next, a look around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences. Back in a couple. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, next time you make the journey here to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with more than half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. Let's take a look around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences in the final minutes in Lincoln, Nebraska. Trying to hold off Penn State. The Huskers leading 69-63. Keisei Tominaga, have a day, young man. He's at 30 points for the Huskers. Seth Lundy doing what he can to keep Penn State in it. He has 24. Games that we're kind of keeping tabs on, the next two opponents for the Badgers there.
It works out nicely. You just tape one game and two opponents coming up. It must be something in the water for some of these players who are more unsung than sung, and that would be Tony Perkins for Iowa, now Tommy Haga for Nebraska. I mean, Tony Perkins scored 32 points and was 15 of 16 from the free throw
That's
line.
That's the key right there. They were very good at the free throw line, and you mentioned it was nearly perfect. 25 of his 32 points coming in the second half. Really entertaining game. Big win for the Hawkeyes on the home floor. Illinois has been a red-hot team. And Indiana remains a team that is continuing to roll. Another wildly entertaining game as Indiana knocked off Purdue 79-74. The bigs were as advertised. Zach Edey, 33-18, and Trace Jackson Davis, 25 points, 5 blocks, and 7 rebounds. He's just been playing terrific basketball.
Awesome. The difference really was in the backcourt. So Lawyer and Smith combined for 16 points, while Hood, Schifino, and Galloway combined for 27. That is the difference in the game.
It's really going to be interesting, and you hear a lot of people who follow college basketball, and specifically the Big Ten. Xavier Johnson is getting closer and closer to his return. He's been out with a foot injury for some time. You've got a really good chemistry going right now. Hood, Schifino is taking the steering wheel here, and he's done a great job. So how does that work when Johnson is ready to re-enter the fold?
Very good question. How about these next two games for Purdue and Indiana? The Boilermakers will play Iowa at Mackey on Thursday. The Hoosiers hit Rutgers at Assembly Hall on Tuesday night. So it's a Thursday, Purdue-Iowa, Tuesday, Indiana-Rutgers.
Rutgers in second place by itself in the Big Ten at 8-4. Boilermakers lead the pack at 11-2, and then a whole bunch of teams in a jumbled mess. And the Badgers are trying to move up the ladder at 5-6, Northwestern 6-5. So obviously a very important game for both teams. That is your Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. Stay with us. More to come when we continue. We'll give you the Nissan keys to today's game, the Badgers and the Cats. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant US Bank.
I knew that.
US Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what US Bank is for. US Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment. Resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept.
when something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badgers and Northwestern at the Kohl Center. Huge game for both teams, continuing to jockey for position in the Big Ten standings and trying to further state their case for an NCAA tournament bid as we get to the Nissan Keys of the game. Mike, in game one, we touched on this a little bit Thursday night, and I know Greg Gard was really, you know, bothered by the fouling that Wisconsin committed in the first game against Northwestern. Wildcats are a pretty good free throw shooting team, and they gave them a lot of foul shots in round one.
That's why I'm so anxious to see how Wisconsin guards without hopefully fouling, especially because of the nature of the attack, and the attackers are Bowie and Odige, and they get on that right lane line and pretty much tell you they're going to their strong hand every time, but can you stop them? It's a one-on-one drive to the rim.
And for the Badgers, the good news on Thursday is they got to the foul line more than usual. The bad news is they continue to struggle. They're still under 60% in Big Ten games. The old line, make your free throws. And Greg mentioned it a little bit, Mike, with Tyler Wall, but he has company there. It just becomes such a mental thing. And you're hoping that when they get to the line, they slow down and trust their skill level, because you got some guys who have a proven ability to knock down free throws who are struggling right now.
I'm convinced if you get off to a good start, build in the first half off of that start and the momentum, it'll carry over. Maybe you can sustain it more than just here tonight.
As you mentioned the word momentum, Greg Gard mentioned it. Now, can you carry it game to game? They always say it's easier to do it within a game than game to game, but in this league right now, he gave himself a little bit of time to enjoy it against Ohio State, Mike. There are a lot of things they have to get fixed, but right now, you're just trying to win. And if it doesn't look pretty, you don't apologize to anybody. But now, can they get consecutive wins knowing the next two games are on the road?
Yeah, most teams do play better at home. That's just the rule of thumb, and you hope that it's the standard here tonight.
All right, those are your Nissan keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 14. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 34. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Cloudy tomorrow night, mixed precipitation likely 31. Mid-30s Tuesday, turning warmer on Wednesday with highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Let's check out the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. The Badgers will be without Isaac Lindsay. Lower body injury has him sidelined here tonight. Northwestern will be without Julian Roper. He has scored 4 points in their last game against Michigan, but the sophomore from Detroit unavailable for the Wildcats here tonight. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now we get to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department Department of Transportation. First for the Wildcats, Chris Collins in year number 10 at the helm, a record of 146 and 157, led the program to its only NCAA appearance. That was back in the 2016-17 season. It's been a well-documented struggle since, but his team 15-7 coming into tonight's game, 6-5 in the Big Ten Conference. His front line will be made up of Robbie Barron, a 6'9 senior out of Richmond, Virginia, at 8.7 points and better than 5 rebounds a game, both representing career highs for Barron. Also up front is Matthew Nicholson, 7-foot junior out of Clarkston, Michigan, 6.5 points, 6.2 rebounds, and 1.3 blocked shots per game, and that has him among the leaders in the conference. In the backcourt, Ty Berry, 6'3 junior out of Newton, Kansas, 9.3 points, 4.7 rebounds. Chase Audige, 6'4 fifth-year senior out of Coram, New York, 15.5 points and nearly 3 assists, better than 3 rebounds a game. And Boo Booey rounds out the starting 5'6" senior from Albany, New York, 16 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 4.5 assists per game. Going back to Audige, one other stat of note with him, one of the top defensive players in the conference at better than 2.5 steals per game. He leads the Big Ten in pilfers coming into tonight's game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, he has Tyler Wall up front, 6'9 senior out of Lakeville, Minnesota, 12 points, about 6 rebounds, a couple of assists per game. Steven Crowell, 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 12.5 points, nearly 7 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Connor Esegian in the backcourt, 6'4 freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, nearly 11 points, 3.5 rebounds per contest. Max Klesman, 6'3 junior from Nina, almost 7.5 points a game, 2.5 rebounds per contest. And Chucky Hepburn rounding out the first five, 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, 12.5 points, 3 rebounds, 3.3 assists, and 1.7 steals per game. Badgers lead the all-time series, and in fact, they've won 22 of the last 28 against Northwestern. Badgers trying to get a split to the regular season series. The last time Northwestern swept Wisconsin, you got to go back to 1996, pre-Cole Center days. This is a much improved Northwestern team this season. They have been better on the defensive end, but they do come to town having lost 2 straight. And the Badgers trying to get back-to-back wins here tonight, coming off a Thursday night victory against Ohio State in Columbus. The opening tip for the Badgers and Northwestern, presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools.
At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your neighborhood Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and over 650 certified service centers in five states. Locally owned, family-run stores, operated by friends and neighbors you know and trust. Yes, when it comes to automotive and trucking parts and service, they really love the business and know their stuff. Try shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's why at Bumper to Bumper, we always say, service is the difference. We get it.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line and a layup. And traffic got it, caught it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
Throws left side, picked up, ball. It's over.
Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFay.
Please remove your hats and join us in the singing of our national anthem.
Say good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Sam Uptergrove back at our network studio. This is Matt LaPay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. All the games get a little bit bigger now as we move into the second half of the Big Ten regular season of play. Wisconsin getting things started the right way Thursday night, holding off Ohio State, and now trying to make it two in a row, taking on Northwestern, a team that came out of its COVID pause and won three games. But in the last week, it has lost two, and this is game number six in 14 days for Chris Collins's team, as that's how it works. You get a pause, and then you get games that are one on top of the other. So, Mike, it'll be interesting to see how much gas is in the tank here for Northwestern, and for the Badgers, can they string together some wins here as we get close to the stretch drive?
And that's why I think it's so important to get off to a fast start. I think you feel more tired if you're trailing. I really believe in that axiom, that if you're playing catch-up basketball, you don't have the same energy, plain and simple. And Wisconsin needs to get the crowd engaged early as well. You might have heard me, I apologize, for screaming over your intro there, because I was yelling at Michael Flowers' mother, who was part of the choir who sang the national anthem before tonight's game, along with Leoka Stanley, former Badger track athlete. They sang last night for the Milwaukee Bucks. They do a tremendous job.
Yes, they do. Glad we were able to let you hear that as we begin this game here today. Greg Steensma, the honorary captain, working these days with the San Antonio Spurs. Greg, big part of the growth of Wisconsin basketball, and I always remember that NCAA tournament game against Kansas State and then star Michael Beasley. Greg got the better of him.
Yeah, he knocked him around. Now, Beasley scored 23 points, but he did 19 field goal attempts. Meanwhile, Steensma had a career high 14 points, 6 of 9 from the field. He had 40 block shots as a senior. I mentioned Michael Flowers. That was one of his teammates here at Wisconsin. Joe Krabenhoff, another. Always liked Steensma. Battled through some adversity throughout his career. Bounced around in a lot of different places as a professional. Four different stops in the NBA, and now is extremely happy, he told me, in San Antonio, learning from a master, Popovich. You can't go wrong there. I did ask him this. I said, if you were in shape and if you were much younger, how would you deal with Zach Edey? He smiled, big old grin. I think the essence of his answer was, you just have to try to run him as much as possible through screens and the like.
Yep.
And that might not be enough.
And then hope he's off.
Yes.
Hope he's missing those shots that he normally makes. Yeah, definite. You would think front runner for National Player of the Year, his Boilermakers in first place in the Big Ten, although it did lose at Indiana yesterday. You mentioned getting the crowd. It's another really good crowd here. Credit to those of the Grateful Red, very well represented. You never know, it's a Sunday later game here, but credit to the fans for showing up, and very much appreciated by the home team in a game that they need, and Northwestern saying the same thing. It's a game the Wildcats need.
Yeah, in that context of getting off to a good fast start, I mean, you couldn't have scripted it any better at Ohio State than what we saw out of the Badgers. They came out with energy. They scored the first 8 points, and they kept scoring, 43 for the half. I think we both really liked the tempo of play more so than anything else over the first 20 minutes there.
Yeah, Greg mentioned in the second half, things got stagnant. Credit certainly Ohio State for digging in defensively. But that game, as Greg told his team, you are number one in the nation at making things harder than they need to be sometime. A lot of missed free throws and empty possessions. But the bottom line was Wisconsin found a way to win, and now they try to make it two in a row.
Yeah, that's another thing to keep an eye on tonight. The home crowd, as much as it is passionate about the Badgers, can get into a groaning stage if you start missing free throws in this building, right?
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
Why, so yep. Get them on your side early on, and
yep.
They'll stay with you.
Yep, no doubt. It is such a mental thing with free throw shooting. You know, we talked about it quite a bit. You know, just we're trying to talk them into making some of these foul shots, because you know they are a much better team than a shade lower than 60% in Big Ten play.
I just have a feeling, too, that tonight that maybe Stephen Crowell hits a couple of threes,
well, you know,
just to stretch that defense.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 0 for 3 from the three-point line in the first game against Northwestern, had 8 points, 9 rebounds. He's shooting 45% from the three-point arc at home versus 14%
yeah.
on the road.
Yeah. So Stephen Crowell and his buddies taking the floor. Badgers continue with the By the Players alternate uniforms. Player designed with the help of the good folks at Under Armour. The black unis, a little gold and cardinal trim. Northwestern in the gray unis and the purple trim. Brian Dorsey, Doug Sermons, and DJ Carstensen have the whistles tonight as we are set to go. Wisconsin and Northwestern. The Badgers 5-6 in league play, 13-8 overall. Northwestern 6-5 in the conference, 15-7 overall. Nicholson and Crowell jumping center. Toss and tap to the Badgers, and we are underway in Madison. Wisconsin goes to our left, and And Northwestern is man-to-man Steven Crowell against Nicholson on the right wing. A handoff to Tyler Wall along the right sidelines. Flips to Chucky Hepburn. Matched up right now with Robbie Behrens. Hepburn takes him on left of the lane. Stops at the baseline. Runs it out to Asijan. Rotates to Wall, who goes into Crowell, who is fouled by Nicholson. And the game's first foul comes 22 seconds in.
Encouraging possession on the basis of just moving the ball around a little bit, not settling for a shot, getting a touch at the post.
And they were good at moving it around in the first half, as we mentioned, against Ohio State. And then they got stagnant in the second half. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Right side, hands off to Hepburn. Chucky loops around a Crowell screen, throws to Max Klesman on the right side. Barron on him. And a bounce into Steven Crowell, draws the double. That's how Northwestern plays. Open man is Seagin. Snaps off a three. Left side off the rim. No good. And the rebound to Nicholson of Northwestern. Wildcats move to our right. Steven Crowell saw that. That's how Northwestern plays defensively. It will double the post, and that's what it did with Crowell. Nicholson gets it to Barron. He'll take a three left of the circle. Nothing but net for Robbie Barron, a 35% shooter from distance. 3-0 the Wildcats, about a minute gone by.
Coming into the game, over their last two games combined, Northwestern 7 of 36 from the arc.
Chucky Hepburn throwing to Tyler Wall left of the circle. Wall against Barron, gives off to Steven Crowell with Nicholson. Finds a cutting wall down the lane, and he goes up and got hammered by Ty Berry. And right away, Tyler Wall goes to the free throw line for a pair. First foul on Berry.
For the most part, it's been an effective action offensively for Wisconsin throughout the season. The high-low with Crowell at the top of the key, finding Tyler Wall, digging, diving for the basket.
And Tyler, a little better than 61% for the line this season, but just 41% in Big Ten play. Trying to get him to slow down, take a deep breath, trust his talent. First free throw, bangs around the rim and out, no good. A tough night offensively for Wall against Ohio State. Had 5 points in that game. Teammates picked him up. Second free throw is too long off the heel of the rim. Ty Berry the rebound. And two free throw misses early for the Badgers. Here's Boo Booey, who had 23 points against Wisconsin a couple of weeks ago. Gets it to Nicholson, top of the circle. Nicholson, couple steps to his left, hands off to Booey, turns the corner, drives right lane line on Hepburn, slips, falls down, got the pass away to Berry to prevent the turnover. Now it's Chase Audige. Audige off the left wing, lobs it inside. Nicholson will go up and get it. Pinned underneath by Crowell, trying to pivot. Gets it out of there, Audige, four to shoot. Audige, baseline left, reverse layup is good. Chase Audige with a little burst, and it's 5-0 Wild. Cats. A minute 40 gone by. Hepburn, right sideline, front court, hands off to Klesman. Darts a pass to Asijan out between the circles. Leads it for Crowell at the top. Steven against Matthew Nicholson. Back to the basket. Gives to Klesman high on the left. Klesman with Boo Booey defending. Klesman loops it inside. It's caught by Crowell. Left of the lane. Backing. Now the double from Barron. Open man Hepburn. Whips it inside. Asijan catches low on the right. Up. Blocked by Robbie Barron. Comes back to Connor. Klesman tries a three. Right side. Nailed it. As the shot clock was getting deep, Klesman drills a deep one. And it's 5-3 Northwestern. 2:15 in.
Klesman took 7 attempts from beyond the arc at Ohio State. The most on the Badger team. He made 2 of them.
Max has scored a dozen points in each of his first 2 games, coming back off the injury. With the ball is Nicholson, top of the circle. Hands off to Ty Berry, chased by Asijan. Now it's Audige. A hedge on the screen from Crowell. Rotating a pass right side for Boo Booey. Off the right wing with Hepburn defending. Pass deflected by Klesman. Gets back to Booey. Shot clock at 8. Booey high on the left, just outside the center circle. Off the Nicholson screen. Looped it inside screen and rolled. Nicholson catches low on the left. Layup good. Not much Chucky Hepburn could do there. And it's 7-3 Northwestern, not quite 3 minutes in. With the ball, it's Klesman high on the right. Goes into Crowell, right of the paint. Draws the double. Barron and Nicholson. Open man Hepburn. 3-shot left corner is good. Chucky Hepburn with a triple. 7-6 Northwestern. 3:05 gone by at the Kohl Center.
Let's be honest. The only way you make them pay for doubling your post is you got to make some of those threes that are open.
Got to get it to him. That was a good feed by Steven Crowell to set him up. And as Asijan goes down, Berry tries a three, top of the circle, no good. Crowell the rebound. Now Hepburn, lead feed Asijan. He'll take a three, left side, rattles out, no good. Rebound fought for and gathered by Nicholson, 3.5 minutes in, 7-6 Northwestern. Here comes Boo Booey to the front court for the Wildcats. Hands off to Berry. Pass deflected by Asijan. It comes down into the hands of Audige, left of the center circle. A pass for Booey, high on the left. Booey holds it off the right hip. Barron the screen. Booey turns it down. Drives left of the lane. Runs it up. Missed it off the glass and rim. Rebound Hepburn. Chucky up the middle of the front court. Little 3-on-3. Hepburn to the foul line. Now Klesman steps into a three. Right wing off the rim and over the glass. Out of bounds to Northwestern. So Greg mentioned it before the Ohio State game, you know, trying to play with a little more pace, and you can see they're trying to do that right now as well.
You can also see how evenly matched these two teams are in that first game. There were 17 lead changes.
16 of those in the second half. 4 minutes in, 7-6 Northwestern. Boo Booey out high. He'll throw to Wadige. At the top of the circle, flips to Bowie, outside the arc on the left side, right-hand pass to Wadige. He's with Klesman. Wadige starts to back, kicks it to Bowie, deep three, left of the circle, good for Boo Bowie. Just a 29% shooter from distance coming into the game, but he nails that. It's 10-6 Northwestern. 15:37 left in the first half as Hepburn up the floor, flips to Tyler Wall between the circles, one dribble, a handoff to Klesman. Bombs it into Crowell, top of the arc. Crowell, a couple of steps to his right, goes inside. Wall catches, posting on Bowie. Wall, right of the lane, goes cross-court to Siege, and he'll try a three left side, and that just clipped the rim. Front rim, no good. Connor with three misfires in the early going for Wisconsin. 15-15 left in the first half, 10-6 Northwestern. As Bowie sets the floor for the Wildcats, loops it inside, wide open is Barron. He'll catch low on the right and finish. Easy money for Robbie Barron, 12-6 Northwestern. We are 5 minutes in. Klesman outside right with a pass for Asijan between the circles. Connor, bounce pass to Stephen Crowell, draws the double. Cross-court pass, Asijan pass deflected, intended for Wall. Ty Berry tapped it. It went out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin as we have our first media timeout. Might take a moment to recognize tonight's game sponsor, Gordon Flesh, and their proud support of Wisconsin Badgers basketball. Gordon Flesh, business technology managed, taking the worry out of managing your office equipment and IT needs. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 14:48 left of the first half, Northwestern 12, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
14:48 left in the first half. 12-6 Northwestern leads Wisconsin. Badgers have 15 seconds on the shot clock as play resumes. Chucky Hepburn, baseline right, will inbound. Carter Gilmore, Jordan Davis on the floor for the Badgers. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Backing on Nicholson, drawing the double now from Brooks Barnheiser. Squeezing through the double team, finds Hepburn with a shot fake. Kicks to Klesman, 7 to shoot. Jordan Davis will. Left side three. Rattles out, no good. Rebound, Ty Berry of Northwestern. Jordan Davis had 15 in that first game against the Wildcats. He's out there early here tonight for Wisconsin. Brooks Barnheiser, 6'6 sophomore to Lafayette, Indiana, on the floor for Northwestern, has the ball, left foul line extended, and he got bumped and fouled by Carter Gilmore, and that'll be the first on Gilly.
The Badgers did a good job of setting up Jordan Davis there on the floor with a good look. And so if he takes good shots, sooner or later that lid's going to come off. He's been scoreless now in a string of games since getting that 15 at Northwestern.
Inbounds pass intended for Adige. It's knocked out of bounds by Klesman. Jordan played but 6 minutes and change against Ohio State. That rotation was pretty tight. Only the one Badger off the bench with double-digit minutes was Carter Gilmore. 14-18 left in the half. 12-6 Northwestern. Bowie baseline left. Inbounds to Brooks Barnheiser. Titus Verhoeven on the floor for Northwestern. 6'9 grad transfer. His career at UTEP, California native. Boo Bowie between the circles. Throws to Barnheiser at the top. Barnheiser against Crowell. A handoff to Adige. Lefty dribble to the foul line. Pull-up jump is good. And Chase Adige gives Northwestern an 8-point lead, 14-6, with 13:55 left of the first half. Badgers just 2 of 8, and 7 of the 8 attempts have been 3 tries. As Stephen Crowell goes into Hepburn, mid-post right, Chucky in the lane, powers it up and in, low on the right. Hepburn just muscled one home. It's 14-8, Northwestern, 13:40 left in the first half.
It looks comfortable, that matchup for Hepburn against Ty Berry, who's 6'3".
Bowie throwing to Barnheiser, flips to Adige, quick pass to Bowie, edge of the center circle, bounce pass to Verhoeven, left of the circle. And Verhoeven gives off to Bowie. On the left sideline, takes it off the wing. A pass for Adige. One jab step right of the circle. Shot clock at 7. Adige against Max Klesman. Adige trying to cross him over. 3 to shoot. Fade away, foul line jump. Adige no good. Rebound ripped away by Crowell. He'll get it to Hepburn. Chucky up the floor for Wisconsin. 14-8 Northwestern. 13:05 left of the first half. Crowell out high. One dribble. Hands off Jordan Davis against Ty Berry. A flip for Klesman. Quick pass Hepburn. Left wing. Hepburn against Barnheiser. Takes it off the wing. Splits two defenders. Inside feed is right into the hands of Barnheiser. And a turnover for Wisconsin. Barnheiser will feed Adige right wing. Throwing to Bowie. Bounce pass to Verhoeven. Right of the circle. He'll give off to Berry. Mid-range. Right wing jump off the rim. No good. Verhoeven the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Went off of his foot. And out of bounds to Wisconsin. Asijan and Wall back in for the Badgers. Crowell and Klesman will sit down. Nick Martinelli on the floor for the Wildcats. And he is replacing Ty Berry.
Let's save a few minutes on the sidelines with Connor Asijan getting able to get his breath, take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. Will change his outlook after missing his first four shots.
12 and a half minutes left in the first half. 14-8 Northwestern. Carter Gilmore throws to Hepburn. He'll try a three right side off the iron. No good. Rebound Adige for Northwestern. And he'll glide it up the left sideline for the Wildcats. Badgers 3 out of 10 for the field to begin the game. Adige top of the circle against Davis. Hedge of the screen from Gilmore. A pass high on the right for Bowie. He's with Wall. Bowie a pass for Barnheiser. Outside left. Hepburn trying to get into him. Barnheiser on the dribble. Right elbow. Chucky all over and pass knocked away by Wall. Tyler trying to get the steal. Then it went off of Bowie's hand and out of bounds. So Tyler Wall helping force that Northwestern turnover.
That's a textbook defensive maneuver and technique utilized by Tyler Wall.
12:03 left in the first half. 14-8 Wildcats. Wall inbounds to Hepburn between the arcs. A pass for Gilmore high on the right. Gilmore leads it for Wall, top of the circle. Wall against Bowie. A pass for Chucky on the right wing. Martinelli defending. Chucky baseline right. He got trapped. He gets it out to Gilmore. Right wing. Feeds Wall. Right foul line extended. Shot clock is at 4. Wall against Bowie. Tyler low on the right. 2 to shoot. 1 to shoot. That's a no chance there for Tyler Wall. Got caught in heavy traffic. Threw up an air ball as the shot clock expired. And we have the under 12 media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:42 left in the first half. Northwestern 14, Wisconsin 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away?
is that you can play big and win big. Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier track clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. Badger basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 11:42 left in the first half. Northwestern 14, Wisconsin 8.
The Badgers had four players in double figures at Northwestern. Davis, Sejan, Hepburn, and Wall, but shot only 39% from the field, 10 of 31. From the three-point line. They've gotten off to a slow start here tonight. 3 of 10 from the field, 2 of 8 from the arc, while Northwestern's made 6 of its first 10 shots, 2 triples, and you can even see the energy from the huddle. So I think it really is true. You don't think about the road weariness if you are, in fact, tired after this stretch of games, if you can play with the lead. Just changes your whole perspective on things, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And they're a team that's already beaten Wisconsin. They know they can. We mentioned, you know, the Badgers playing for a lot, trying to improve the resume, and Northwestern trying to get into the tournament for what would be the second time in program history, the one and only in 2017 where they got to the second round. We're unable to capitalize that in the next few years, but trying to get back on course this season. Northwestern basketball, Brooks Barnheiser between the circles, throwing to Martinelli on the right side. Martinelli feeding Verhoeven at the top of the arc. Hands off Audige. Foul line jump over Crow. Off the rim, no good. Verhoeven goes up for the rebound, and he got fouled. Titus Verhoeven really elevating there, drawing the foul on Jordan Davis. It's the first on Jordan. Max Klesman will come in to replace Davis. Connor Sejan on the floor for the Badgers, along with Wall, Crowell, and Hepburn. 11:23 left in the half, 14-8 Northwestern. Both teams on a bit of a drought right now. Bowie baseline right will inbound. One of the quick hitter not available. They'll get to Audige instead. Right wing against Max Klesman. And Audige with the lefty dribble brings it back out front. Bounces to Verhoeven, top of the circle with Stephen Crowell on him. That is Verhoeven, glides to the left foul line extended. Hands off to Bowie, turns a corner, open three straight away. Too long, no good. Rebound, fought for. Verhoeven wins the battle. Offensive board for the Wildcats. That is Verhoeven getting some things done on the offensive glass. And then a pass from Bowie as he was bobbling the ball, trying to get a pass away to Barnheiser. It's deflected out of bounds by Asija.
Verhoeven's a valuable piece to this puzzle for Northwestern. This is his 140th career game. He's 24 years old. He's old to do it on the roster, isn't he?
He is. Badger going to play against 25-year-old on Wednesday. Get it Hen for Penn State. Verhoeven is a foul-prone player, though. He's DQ'd 3 times this season. With the ball with 4 to shoot as Audige blows off the left wing, running right-hander, wide right, no good. Shot clock violation. Martinelli scored it, but the shot clock had already expired. So the Badgers get the stop with 10:44 left in the half, 24-8. 14-8 Northwestern. They are going to double check to make sure that shot by Martinelli, the 6'7 freshman, was too late.
I don't know if the comp is fair or not, but when I look at a Verhoeven, and he doesn't play a whole lot of minutes, maybe an average 15, I think of Chris Vogt and what he meant to the team last year. Just bringing that experience, having been in college basketball for a number of years with a couple of different programs for Chris. But you could never have too many bigs.
Absolutely. Well, they take a look at the monitor. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
14-8 Northwestern. They were taking a look at the monitor, and the ball never did hit the rim, and Martinelli's putback attempt on the missed shot came after the shot clock expired, so the Badgers get their stopping back on offense. Northwestern has missed its last five shots. The Badgers have misfired on six of their last seven. With the ball is Klesmet. Loops a pass top of the circle for Steven Crow. Verhoeven is against Crow. A throw to Asijan high on the left. Barnheiser on Connor. Now it's Hepburn. Gets it to Wall. Left point. Drives on Adiz. Left lane line. Adiz goes down. Nothing called. Asijan's open. Three shots straight away. Book it. There you go. Keep shooting, young man. Don't let an early 0-4 get to you, and he does it, and he clenches his fist at the other end of the floor. 14-11, Northwestern with 10-10 left in the half.
To be honest, I don't think you have to remind him to keep shooting.
Nope. I think we've seen that. Martinelli high on the right, goes to Verhoeven, top of the circle. Verhoeven against Steven Crow, bounces to Barnheiser, mid-post right, a dig from Hasegian helping Wall, and now they find a cutting Martinelli, drives baseline right, lays it in with the left hand, it counts at a foul. Good movement without the ball. Tyler Wall is called for his first foul. 16-11 Northwestern as Nick Martinelli steps to the foul line.
He's become another piece to the puzzle for Chris Collins, especially with Julian Roper not available. Martinelli at Iowa had 9 points, didn't miss a shot.
Yep. They hung with the Hawkeyes, and then Iowa eventually pulled away. Barnheiser and Nicholson sitting down. Barron and Nicholson back in the game. The free throw is missed, and the rebound to Connor Asijan. Here's Chucky Hepburn out high, shadowed by Bowie. A bounce into Wall.